It's time for Talk to the Expert on Local News Radio, AM 1590 KWBG.
Good morning.
Hello.
It is time for Talk to the Expert. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. Good morning.
I forget. See,
what are we doing?
Nobody thinks I usually talk when we do this, and I usually don't. And I'm not going to for very long because it's time for recipes brought to you by Fairway.
Yay.
Brenda Miller, Gina Triganza sitting in for us today because Carol, of course, down at the State Fair.
What's she doing down there?
All kinds of stuff. Oh, she just got done visiting with Tom Lee from DMAC. She's going to be talking to the CVB.
So she's not
over in the
really
Boone booth.
Working, but she's...
And then I think it's I guess, a visit to Corndog Alley.
Yep.
Is what
she's working and then going to enjoy.
And in honor of the State Fair, I see you brought your recipes on a stick today. That's very cute. Very cute.
And yes. Yeah, Ben took our picture, so we'll put it on Facebook.
Now, are literally the recipes going to be on a stick recipes?
No.
Well, no, because mine's lasagna, and it's hard to put lasagna on a stick.
We're not quite that
You know, if you figure that out, though.
And deep fry it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to get out of the way and let you guys tear into what you got to cook today.
Okay.
Okay, who wants to go first? You go first, Brenda.
Well, I do have a tiny recipe on a stick that I thought I'd share.
Okay.
It's snacks on a stick. You take a brick of cheese and you cut it into cubes, and then you stick a pretzel stick in the cube of cheese and you eat it.
And you can eat the whole thing,
you
stick and all.
You eat the stick and all. So that's my...
Very clever.
That's my contribution to the
stick. To the stick.
Although I was thinking about other foods you eat on a stick,
yeah,
like ice cream bars.
Yeah.
And caramel apples.
And, yeah.
And...
Just about anything's good on a stick.
Marshmallows. I like marshmallows.
And you roast them.
Yeah.
And put them on graham crackers. And
yeah, that's right. That s'mores thing. Why don't you go first? Because you have a big recipe today.
You didn't know what a s'more was, did
not
you?
Not until I met Carol. She just freaked that I didn't know that.
Okay, my recipe is chicken Alfredo lasagna.
You're right. That wouldn't go on a stick.
No,
very
it'd be
well.
Real messy.
Sounds
now,
good.
I have not made this, but I have eaten it, and it is awesome. It is so
okay,
good.
Okay, so you got the directions.
I have them, and I have tested it.
Okay.
Now, this is going to tell you how good it is, because the first two ingredients are butter and heavy whipping cream.
Oh, my Lord. Well, what do you do with the butter?
Okay, you melt half a stick of butter, or, you know, margarine, whatever.
Well, that's not so much.
And it gets better. And in a deep saucepan with 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. And then you pour in 2 large containers of heavy whipping cream.
Oh, jeepers.
Nothing low-cal about this. And you stir while it's warming. Stir it, or warm it slowly so the cream doesn't break down and get, you know, curdly like cream will if it gets too hot. Then you add 2 packages or 4 cups of Parmesan cheese.
Uh-huh.
2 packages or 4 cups of mozzarella cheese.
Uh-huh.
And you stir this slowly until all the cheese melts. And you remove from the heat and allow it to cool for about 15 minutes. And then it kind of thickens as it cools.
Are there any noodles in this recipe?
No, we're getting to the noodles.
Okay. It's like lasagna.
Next step, cook lasagna noodles.
Okay.
According to the package, and let them cool, you know, so you can handle them and and stuff. Then you pour enough of the Alfredo sauce in the bottom of a greased 9x13 pan.
Well, this makes a big batch.
Uh-huh. And then you put a layer of noodles on. You top that with a little more mozzarella cheese. And then top that with shredded cooked chicken breast. Just however much you want. That's kind of a... however much chicken you want in your... And then you do another layer of sauce, and then you repeat all those to make 3 layers, like your typical lasagna. And then on the very top, you sprinkle a little more mozzarella cheese and the rest of the last of your sauce, just a little bit of sauce on top. You cover with aluminum foil, bake for 45 minutes at 350, then remove the foil and bake another 15 minutes.
So it takes a whole hour in the oven.
And then you remove it and allow it to rest for 15 minutes.
That keeps it from being
serving.
Too juicy.
Yes, it sets it up then. And
I don't think I've ever had lasagna with chicken in it.
It is, like I said, I've eaten this, and it's so good.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Gina.
And my cousin made this, and she said she also uses this same recipe for regular chicken Alfredo with the fettuccine noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she started it. And then she decided, well, she's clever. Maybe I can make a lasagna out of this. And
so it's chicken and the Alfredo sauce instead of beef and tomatoes.
Correct.
Wow. How many does that serve? Probably two.
Yeah. Me and you, Brenda. Probably at least, 12?
Yeah, but a nice big pan.
Oh, and it was so good. And then, of course, with all that cheese and whipping cream and butter and noodles.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be good?
I didn't know that's what was in Alfredo sauce. No wonder
either.
I like it.
Yeah, me either.
Well, mine's a lightweight recipe compared to yours. Mine is a tuna salad stuffed tomatoes.
Yum.
Have you ever had those?
No, but it sounds good.
Well, when the garden is really going and the tomatoes are nice and big, like you can hold one in your hand.
Yeah.
It fills your whole palm. I like to make this. It's pretty simple. It's a basic tuna salad recipe, and this is mine. You drain the liquid from a 5-ounce can of tuna. Then you add 1/4 cup of sliced celery. A tablespoon of chopped onion, a tablespoon of sweet relish, and a tablespoon of Miracle Whip, which isn't much.
Right.
Some people want to put
a little
more.
But
then you mix that up real well. Then the trick is slicing the tomato. You put it down on the plate, and you cut through it from the top down to the bottom, but not all the way through the bottom.
Okay.
And then you do it in quarters, and then in the eighths.
Okay.
And then it just spreads out like a nice flower.
Really?
And you just plop the
tuna in the middle.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
very
salt, pepper. It's very pretty. Now, this is for one serving.
Okay.
So you can increase the recipe.
That sounds delicious.
Per person you're feeding. It's real good with crackers.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a nice summer recipe.
We were talking earlier about the cucumbers this year. It doesn't seem like they've done as well as
I don't think
in
they
the
like
past.
Hot and dry.
I don't think they like hot. But my tomatoes are doing pretty
they
well.
They like hot and dry. Yeah. They're coming on like gangbusters.
And they're big this year. I have nice, hearty tomatoes.
Nice.
So this would be great for your recipe.
Yeah, it's a good way to use them
up. Yeah, exactly. And zucchini. Do you plant zucchini?
I never plant zucchini.
I don't either because everybody has it.
Well,
so
and,
you don't need
you know,
it.
There's always that one person in town that plants it. And
yeah.
Then everyone gets
and then
it
everybody
from them. Oh, our picture's on the web already.
Wow.
You take good pictures, Ben.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You are good.
And it's there.
Yeah, good. We even look happy.
Who knew? Who
that
knew?
That happened.
I don't know. It's a special feature on my camera. I can
put
it in happy mode.
So if you're not going to the fair and you're not going to eat food on a stick down there, you can try Gina's and I's recipes on a stick.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Now, where can folks find these recipes?
We will put them on our website. We have a new website.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I looked at it last week.
Yeah. It's looking good. So, yeah. I'll get those out there. And then we'll also print them off and take them out to the Fairway meat counter.
Since Carol wasn't here to get my email, Gina has to type it in and get mine out.
She can handle that.
Oh,
she's good. She's
a
good typist. She's a good typer.
Yeah. So then
not as fast as I am, but she's pretty good.
Is that right?
Have you seen him?
Oh, I'm blazing.
He only needs two fingers, you know.
Okay.
It's the old hunt and peck.
Well, that's just so everybody else can keep up with me. If I used all 10, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah. All right. We good?
We're good.
I'm happy.
We're good.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Well, you're
always
welcome,
a pleasure.
Ben.
Glad
Thanks,
to sit in with
Ben.
You today.
Thank you for running the buttons so I don't have to think and talk at the same time.
I'm glad I could help. Glad I could help. All right. Well, hey, this has been Talk to the Expert, the Fairway Recipe Show with Brenda and Gina today.
Your experts today.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You've been listening to Talk to the Expert on Local News Radio AM 1590 KWBG. Join us weekday mornings at this time for answers to your questions as we talk to the expert.
This Talk to the Expert program has been paid for by Fairway.